Any joking names for toilets?
No, really, I don't remember. There probably was, but they haven't stuck in my mind. So much of this I hadn't thought about in 100 years. I don't remember. Nothing comes to my mind right now, not in growing up.
And what different, did y'all do farming much? Did you?
We've always had a little farm there. We have pecan trees, and years and years we always had a few cows and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But we were not dependent on farming primarily as our way of living. Daddy always worked for the railroad.
Mm-hmm. How big an area did you have did you farm?
We land in our home place there is 68 acres, mm-hmm. And that was we have some timberland, but the 68 acres there would have been farm pasture, mm-hmm. land.
What? Tell me about the different animals that you'd have and where you'd keep them. And
well, down here, you know, the weather's so mild that nobody ever makes too much of an effort to have a shelter for their livestock. You just leave them outside. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have too much of a problem there. Your milk cow, you always had a shed that you milked under, mm-hmm. and she went under to eat and usually slept under there. And of course, back when we had mules, we had stalls for them, mm-hmm. and they always had a certain place that they went. But of course, the cows, just after we were raising cows, had a few cows there, they just stayed in the pasture, and then we'd always leave some thick woods down for them to get into at night, mm-hmm. protect them as much as we could from the cold.
Talking about mules, two of those hitched together would be called?
Team.
Huh?
A team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the biggest building you'd have on the farm?
Your barn would be your biggest building.
When you mentioned stalls, was that part of the barn? Or
usually, your stalls, you'd have your barn would have this storage area for your hay and corn. And then you would come on out with your eaves, bring them down, and you'd build your stalls along the side of your barn. Now, normally, that's the way you would do that.
What did you call that section where the corn was kept?
Crib. That's okay. A crib. Corn crib.
What about for the hay?
Usually we just said the hay's in the barn, you know, and that sort of thing. We never did use any other term that I remember.
Do you ever hear another term for the upper part of the barn?
The loft.
Uh-huh.
Hay loft.
Mm-hmm. And a long time ago, if people would cut the hay off a piece of land and then let it dry, and then they'd rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for those little piles?
You would rake it up in what we call windrows.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring it in and put it around a stack it around a haystack.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways of keeping hay outside besides a haystack?
Oh, not outside, I don't believe.
And
in the earlier years, that's what just about everybody did. They stacked it outside, or if they were fortunate enough to have a shed or something they could put it in, but they didn't bale it like we did in later years and they do today.
Say if you cut the hay off some land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you'd call that
the second growth, but there's probably a name for it that I don't believe I know what it would be.
Mm-hmm. What about a building used for storing grain? Do you have anything like that around here?
Not in past years. Now, they have grain bins now, but that's within the last few years that you'd have the bend in this area. We just always have the crib or the barn and that sort of thing.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Not in this area. That's not a term that you'll find very used here.
But you've heard it? Where have you
heard it? Probably read it or maybe heard it in some foreign publication or something like that, but mm-hmm. that's not a term you use here.